Your radio is locked to the best gospel radio show heard all over the world. Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Is our number two of the most anointed gospel program you will ever hear, according to me, because I'm going to boost up my program. I just have to. My name is The X-Man, your radio minister of music, and this is she's such a great person. Her name is Veronica Brown, and this is her latest. This song is called My God. I like the way she personalized it. She's talking about my God, or is she talking about her God, which is also my God, which is also your God, but we'll find out more about that in just a second. This is Real Gospel.
My God don't need nobody else. He can do anything but fail. My God don't need nobody else. He's my bright and morning star.
My God, he answers
my every prayer.
He shows up when
no
every little flower and tree
needs the rain.
But God don't need anything
to make a way.
To make a way. To make
my
a way.
God don't need nobody else. He can do anything but fail. My God don't need nobody else. He's my bright and morning star.
Morning star.
My God don't need nobody else.
My God
can
do anything but fail.
My God don't need nobody else.
He's a bright
and
and far
to solve my problem,
reaching for help, yeah,
reaching for answers.
He rescued me from myself.
He don't need nobody else.
If you just call
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. My God, I can't believe I've got her on my program. The one, the only, Veronica Brown. Veronica, thank you for joining me on Real Gospel. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, it is my honor and it is my pleasure. I love the song, My God. I really do love it. I mean, you could preach. I mean, that's a sermon title. It's a praise and worship opener. It's your praise team can get behind it. Your choir can get behind it. It is truly a song of songs. And I'm just thanking God that he's using you to reach the masses of his people. I really am.
I am so grateful as well. He's absolutely almighty God.
Well, listen, I like to always start off my interviews with the assumption that somebody just found Christ yesterday. Somebody got saved yesterday and they're new to the body of Christ. You know, I grew up in church and I strayed away as an adult. And then I came back and I had to relearn everything. But, you know, there's some people out there who don't know gospel music. And so let's introduce you to them through your testimony and through your story. So who is Veronica Brown? How did she first come into the knowledge of the Lord? And walk us through that journey in your life and to how we get here to this dynamic song.
Yes. I guess I'm in the same boat as you was in. actually, my father was in the music business. He was singing gospel many years ago, part of a gospel group. And in that time, my older sister realized I could sing at the early age of 3-4 years old before I even started school, way before I started school. And my father was on the road with his group performing every weekend. And when they found out I can sing, they taught me a song. And I was, before they went up to perform, they would have me go up. My father's group would have me go up to sing a song or two before they went up to perform. And so that's been many years ago. And afterwards, as I grew older, I had many opportunities to sing, but my father's parents thought it wasn't for me. It didn't fit what they had in mind for me to do. So as I got older, I went out on my own and started doing my own music ideas, what I wanted to do. And as you said, you know, we go out in the world and we start astray, but I had a great opportunity to perform for the United States government and entertaining all over the world, representing the United States. And it was great for me. I really enjoyed it. It gave me a heck of a lot of experience in singing and in the music business. And when I returned home, of course, I always, no matter what I did, or no matter where I was in the world, I always included God with me because that was my upbringing. Because when my father finished singing, he was called to ministry, and he was a minister and a pastor. And, of course, so I was always there in church performing and singing along with my siblings. And I just came back, did a 100-degree turn, and came all the way back to the Lord and singing just for him. And that's where I am today.
Wow. So what caused you to turn? What was it something?
Well, you know, experiences out there in the world, when you're out there performing in the world, you realize there's a lot of territories in the world that do not know about Jesus, do not know about God. They know about what their beliefs are and you know, how they believe. But in my journey, I realized when I was up on stage performing, I always included Jesus, included God, especially on holidays. And there was one day, it was Good Friday, and I was in Japan, and I sang about Jesus. I was singing a song, I think it was a Gladys Knight song or something, or a regular song, and I included, because it was a good sight in my mind, I always go back to, you know, God, Jesus' resurrection, you know. And so I included that in the song, and of course I started talking about Jesus. And there's a man out there that loves you, and even you, and yes, even you, and you don't probably need to know about him, but I'm here to tell you about him. And it was I included in the song, and when I finished talking about him and got back to the song, I played the song at the end of them walking off the stage, and with my band, of course, they was asked, the Asian lady walked up to me as I'm exiting, asked me, who is this Jesus? You know, who, what,
wow.
How do you know me? You know, and so as I was trying to get off, you know, we were trying to exit, and I told him there's a book. Go to the library. There's a book called The Bible. And there's a Bible, and it tell you all about Jesus. He loves you no matter who you are, where you are in the world. He loves you, and he died for you, and he's going to rise up in 3 days. And they didn't understand that, you know. And they say, what? You know, but I had all this in my song, and that's how, I realized. I said, man, there's a lot of people don't know about Jesus, you know. And when I got back in the dressing room, that's when I was told by the manager, came in there very upset, saying, you know, if you know Jesus, you don't talk about Jesus no more. No more, my Savior. You out of here. You go home. You break contract. You out of here. No Jesus. And when I went back on that stage, I said, that makes me say, I said, I really got to talk about Jesus because I want to go home.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's what happened. That was just one of the experiences I experienced on the road. And when I went back out, that's all I talked about was Jesus. I talked about him much more in every song I saw. And coincidentally, when I got back in the dressing room, he never said one word. The manager, he just came and looked at me as people asked me more and more about Jesus. And that's when I realized, one of the times I realized, I must continue to talk about Jesus for those out here that do not know. And you just would be surprised out there in the world that people do not know about Jesus, nor about God's Son.
Wow. Do you know how many people you just set free right now with that powerful testimony? Oh, my God.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, he's there when you don't know, when nobody else is all around. Nobody's around. When you're all alone, he's always right there. He's almighty God. You got to triumph. You got to triumph for yourself, because when you're down and out, you don't have a dime. He's there. He's going to send somebody somewhere to take care of that situation.
Wow. You know, that reminds me, you know, I spent over almost 10 years in the secular business of radio. And oftentimes when secular artists, or whom we deem to be secular artists, are at a secular event activity, for those who are listening who don't know what secular means, that just means worldly stuff. That means stuff outside of God. So we use the terminology that sometimes people who are new church don't get it. But when someone like what happened with you comes and ministers in the middle of a secular activity, I always notice at times that people just completely just fall into the Lord. People who are churched as well, they just, and you know, it's like you pull the cover off of things that they're probably going through or dealing with, and they come to the Lord almost faster than folk who are in church. I've witnessed that, and I'm like, you know, it blows me away all the time, because I'm like, wow, we were just partying to 1999 a second ago, and then all of a sudden we start talking about Jesus, and y'all are weeping and crying, and I'm, what in the world? So, you know, I can relate to that experience. That's awesome. Wow.
You know, sometimes we put our foot into the water. And so we are trying that water to see how it feels. Is it warm? Is it cold? How do we feel about it, you know? Oh, it feels pretty good. And then when the current begin to wave, the waves get high, the winds get high, and that water begin to toss and turn and rave. And all of a sudden you try to pull that foot back out, because you're going back to what you know. You know, and what you know is God's word.
Wow.
No matter, you know, no matter what you say and what you do and where you are, you pull your foot back and you say, I better turn back. Wait a minute. I remember mama said this and I remember daddy said, you know, call on Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
When the time gets up and you don't know what to say, you don't know where you're going. You say, but I know how to call on Jesus. Lord, lead and guide me, direct me. Tell me which direction you would like for me to go.
And you know, if you call on him the right way, he will come quickly. So speaking of come quickly, what can we expect from this CD project? Because now people know your story. Now they know a little bit more about Veronica Brown than they did 5 minutes ago. And so they know your testimony. They know that you love the Lord and God has been using you as an instrument. Because you have musical influences like Pastor Smokey Norfolk and Melly Music. And you've been on Dr. Bobby Jones's program. program, and you've opened for people like Jonathan McReynolds and Brian A. Wilson. And so, you know, what can we expect from Come Quickly, which is your CD project?
Well, you can expect some bold, unwavering music being directed.
Bold and unwavering. I like that. I like that. Yeah, come on.
Bold and unwavering music that's directly from the Lord, because everybody have a testimony. But we want to share those testimonies, you know, because you never know what people are going through. So Come Quickly is going to give you the Lord for some protection, for some protection scripture that you can just sing right along. And these are exactly the words from the word from our Father. These songs, you can just sing right along. And whatever situation it is, like the 23rd song, one song is Lord is my shepherd. And you can sing along with that. You can be saved by those songs. There's a song called Biblical Times. It's one of those songs about, my mother wrote that song for me many years ago. And it talks about the story way back in Biblical Times. There's many songs on there that you can just sing along, and they are exactly the word of God. Sometimes, you know, you reach for your Bible and you read the word of God, and you can just sing along the song, and they are God's word of God. So they are bold. They're out there. There's none wavering of songs, and you absolutely will enjoy them. Absolutely will enjoy them.
Well, I know that we're going to enjoy them, because it's very obvious that you are a person who you don't sugarcoat the Lord and the message of God. And so that's what's needed, in my opinion, in a lot of gospel music today, is just a little return to some of the things that call upon the name of the Lord, that talks about relationship with God. And we love inspiration, but my God, it feels good to get a nice psalm in, you know, that can help me get through, that can help, you know, break some chains and destroy some yokes. By the way, shouts out to the Psalms group, and that's you're working with the Psalms group, correct?
Right. We're absolutely a great combination. We're enthusiastic and excited about working with Psalms Music Group. Our relationship simply fits like a glove, because we have the same ideas and same direction. We are trying to contact the public out there and give them a option of direction they can head into.
Amen. And one last shout out I've got to get. I've been doing shout outs lately through this interview, I guess, because I don't know. But her name, you know, Phyllis Cadell M. She helped me get this interview with you. And I just want to give a shout out to Phyllis, because, you know.
Absolutely. She's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
I'm excited working with her.
Yeah. She is the best.
Shout out to
Phyllis. Yep. Phyllis Cadell M. So last but not least, Miss Veronica Brown, how can the people of God, how can the people, the listeners, get in touch with you? How can they get more information about your music and your ministry?
They can actually go to my website, veronicabrown.org. They can go on Facebook. They can go on Twitter. And they can search out Veronica Brown Music. The music is available on our iTunes and on Amazon and many other outlets. There's just a vast array of music out there. And so feel free to contact Veronica, download the music, share it. And when you hear about Veronica in your particular territory, come on out and meet me and enjoy me, and I'll enjoy you. And I am so happy to meet each and every one of you, and looking forward to seeing each and every one of you.
Amen. By the way, give a quick shout out to your home church, your pastor, and give everybody the service times and the address.
The service times and the addresses, I think we have a Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, Bishop Alexis Thomas, and we are going to be, the first service is at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock, I think 9 o'clock, and it's both for the East Valley and main campus on the West Valley, and two different locations. And we enjoy to invite you out there to enjoy us here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Arizona, huh?
Yes, it's Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, John McCain country.
I
had to say that. That's a joke. I'm not trying to offend anybody. That's a joke.
Arizona,
famous for that governor who put her finger in President Obama's face, right?
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those moments you won't forget, huh?
Amen. Listen, Ms. Veronica Brown, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on Real Gospel. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I totally enjoyed it.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.